The interior of the hangar smelled of homogeny wood and containment fluid, and the air was filled with the clatter and drone of Killick workers, mostly cargo handlers and maintenance crews, scurrying from one task to another. The Falcon sat 100 meters down the way, looking deceptively clean in the opaline light, but berthed directly beneath one of the gray blemishes that were beginning to mar the hangar's milky interior. Luke took the lead and used the force to gently nudge a path through the frenetic activity. The companions were hardly fleeing, but they did not want to launch the Falcon before Raynor had time to reconsider the agreement Leia had negotiated after his veiled threat against Mara, and before the blemishes on the ceiling turned into the same gray froth spreading over the exterior of the hangar. "Looks like we're not the only ones eager to clear this bug hive," Han said, moving up beside Luke. "That fizz must be even faster than it looks."
"This one does not think so," Saba said.
In her hands, she was holding a sealed stasis jar containing a thumb-sized sample of gray froth.
"If it works so fast, why would they stay to load their ships?"
"I see you haven't spent much time around smugglers," Luke said. "They never leave without their cargo." The boarding ramp descended, and Leia's longtime Nogri bodyguards, Miwal and Cockmame, appeared at the top, armed with T-21 repeating blasters.
"What a relief!"
C-3PO clinked ahead and started up the ramp.
"I can't wait to step into the sterilizer booth. My circuits itch just holding a record of that fizz."
"Sorry, 3PO. Han and I need you and R2 with us to translate and look for patterns in the froth attacks." Luke stopped at the foot of the ramp and turned to Han and Leia. "If that's all right with you."
"No problem," Han said.
He stepped closer and spoke in a whisper so soft that Luke barely heard it.
"We'll just wait until the boarding ramp starts to go up, then jump on. Leia can cold start the repulsor drives, and we'll..."
"Han, we gave Raynor our word." Luke spoke loudly enough so that the eavesdroppers he sensed watching them would have no trouble overhearing. A Jedi Master's promise should mean something. Han glanced at the Saras cargo handlers loading Moiré Stone into the next ship over, and a glimmer of understanding came to his eyes. Each nest of Killicks shared a collective mind, so as long as there was a single Saras within sight of them, all of the Saras Killicks would know exactly what they were doing. And since the Unu included a delegate from the Saras nest, that meant Raynor would always know exactly what they were doing.
"I see your point," Han said. "We wouldn't want to double-cross Unu Thule."
Luke rolled his eyes. "Han, you don't see..."